540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. President Biden is about to address reporters after hosting an historic summit with Japan and South Korea at Camp David.
Our countries are stronger and the world is safer. Let me say that again. Our countries are stronger and the world will be safer as we stand together.
The three nations issued a joint statement condemning China's dangerous and aggressive actions in the South China Sea. They also committed to consult each other and to coordinate responses to regional challenges like provocations and threats. It is painstaking and heartbreaking work for recovery teams in the town of Lahaina, devastated by those wildfires on Maui.
It just continues to be such a meticulous process to find everyone and sorting through that ash. We do know we talked to a FEMA representative who told CBS News that they're finding a lot of people in their beds and a lot of people in their cars. So there's a mix of people who were sleeping and who were trying to get out and couldn't get out in time.
CBS's Elizabeth Campbell. Surveying the damage after a tornado barreled through parts of northern Rhode Island and southeastern Massachusetts today, WPRI-TV's Matt Paddock paints the picture.
Trees completely uprooted and uplifted, as limbs and broken branches hanging to power lines. Pool and children's toys ravished across yards and in trees. Roadways completely blocked off to traffic.
No injuries have been reported. Deaths and injuries in the war against Ukraine have reached a grim milestone.
Russia has suffered more casualties, an estimated 120,000 dead and 170,000 wounded, compared to Ukraine's 70,000 dead and 120,000 wounded.
CBS's David Martin. The rollout of free COVID-19 vaccines this fall seems to have hit a snag. CBS's Jim Krasula has the story.
The Biden administration's effort to provide free COVID-19 vaccines to millions of Americans without health insurance will not start at retail pharmacies until mid-October, while contracts are worked out. That could be weeks after Washington plans to make an updated COVID-19 vaccine shot available to the broader public.
The gap in coverage will come as COVID hospitalizations have ticked up in recent weeks and are expected to continue to climb. Former President Trump has reportedly pulled out of next Wednesday's GOP presidential debate. Political analyst Larry Sabato says this could have an effect on the other candidates.
You can't take your eyes off him, whether you love him or hate him. You never know what he's going to say or do. And there really isn't anybody else on that stage who's qualified for the debate who could possibly replace Trump.
Trump has been widely expected to skip this first debate and may sit for an online interview with former Fox News host Tucker Carlson. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
With the news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Sussex couple and their dog were found dead in their home this week, with the cause of death undetermined. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports the people were identified as Maggie Howard Weigel and Gary Weigel. The paper also reports the Waukesha County Medical Examiner's Office is awaiting test results from a lab. That's expected in about 2 months. At this point, additional details aren't known. The second young woman who was convicted in the Slender Man stabbing case has changed her stance on leaving the state mental hospital. Morgan Geiser's legal team recently withdrew their request for her release from the facility where she's been held since 2017. In 2014, Geiser and Anessa Weyer, both 12 years old at the time, lured their 12-year-old friend into the woods and stabbed her 19 times. They were both committed to a state mental hospital for the crime, with Weyer's release occurring in 2021. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits and all points of view are welcome. Remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I really want to start out by saying something. Mentioned it yesterday. There's a state representative named Ryan Clancy, who happens to represent the area I live in, the east side of Milwaukee. Ryan Clancy, on a Facebook posting, had posted, and it was an exchange with someone, had posted this comment, quote, "All work has dignity and value. Not cops, though." He denied that police officers' jobs have dignity or value. Now, a lot of people, including me on the air yesterday, got to him and said, "Look, Ryan, retract that. You can't possibly have meant that. These are human beings. These are our police officers. There's an occasional police officer who does something wrong. But the vast majority of them do a lot of things right, and we absolutely need them, and we respect them, and we need our police." I have friends on the Milwaukee police force, and I had an uncle and a cousin who were police officers, although not in Wisconsin. Well, today in the paper, it said Clancy is standing by his declaration that police officer jobs, quote, "have neither dignity nor value," end quote. Now, this is in a time where there has been a spike in the increase of homicides involving children. The cops are doing their best. The cops aren't killing these kids. And at some point, I think we have to say, and I will say it as a former Democratic Party chairman, but I think the party has to say it. Clancy is a socialist. He runs as a Democrat, but he's a socialist. He's a member of a two-person socialist caucus. This is not the Democratic Party. It's not what we want. So I would urge that he leave the Democratic Party, if he has a membership, to renounce it or to have the party revoke it. And then you can't touch him in office, but when he's up for re-election in 2024, I would strongly encourage somebody to run against him, perhaps several people in a Democratic primary on the east side of Milwaukee. It's a seat that, because of gerrymandering, will remain Democratic, but this is not a personal comment on Ryan Clancy, but I just want to say we are not going to have people, in my judgment, in the Democratic Party saying something ridiculous and disgusting like that, that all police officers' jobs, quote, "have neither dignity nor value." I think we have to take a stand. I am mentioning it, and I think others should mention it as well. Well, I want to get back, unfortunately, into Trump. We got a lot to talk about. A very dangerous development has occurred since yesterday. Now the names, pictures, and the addresses of the Atlanta grand jurors in Trump's case, who issued an indictment against Trump, have been circulating online. Remember that in Georgia, grand jury witnesses, their names but not their addresses, are publicly listed on the indictment. It'll say, for instance, all right, the grand jury comprising of Jones, Smith, Brown, et cetera, whatever the names are, you know, 16 in number, 25 in number, whatever it is, have ruled, decided, have voted that Donald John Trump and this one and that one, in this case, 19 defendants, have committed 41 felonies and blah, blah, blah. Trump railed against them. He railed against the judge. He railed Fannie Lewis, the prosecutor. He has he's done an ad buy in the Atlanta area, one of the most expensive markets in the country, a large market, attacking her personally, attacking people she's dated in the past. Real personal stuff. Well, in this case, the MAGA crowd that follows him has responded immediately. One so far anonymous individual says that the list of jurors is a, quote, hit list, a hit list. Another said, quote, online, these jurors have signed their death warrants by falsely indicting President Trump. Donald Trump has incited death threats against these jurors. This isn't the first time he's done this kind of thing. Remember, he went after Judge Tanya Chutkan in Washington, D.C. on the Jack Smith indictment. He's gone after Jack Smith as well and his wife. They had to sell their house, and they're under protection right now. He's done the same thing up in New York. But in this particular one, these are just jurors. That if you and I lived in Georgia, it could have been you called or myself called. I've been called for jury service in Milwaukee County probably four or five times in my lifetime. And that's what's called a petite jury, you know, the 12-person jury that you're familiar with. But there is a thing called a grand jury. And in Wisconsin, say a federal grand jury, you can be called for a federal grand jury. You'll sit for a year, possibly a year, one day a month, 2 days a month. That's your duty to do it. And in the federal system, jurors' names are not publicly disclosed. So obviously in the short run, one reform would be in the future. The judge should have discretion in Georgia under the law whether to disclose jurors' names. If this is a non-remarkable case, you know, some white-collar crime case involving embezzlement or, you know, whatever, I don't know, and they think it's useful, maybe that's fine. My own view is that grand jurors' names should not be disclosed, because in Georgia, if you did it with a mafia, with jihadists, with cartel leaders, they will kill them. And if you do it with the Republican Party and Donald Trump, they will attack, and you will have foot soldiers in the Republican Party who will call it a hit list and say things like, quote, these jurors have signed their death warrant by falsely indicting President Trump. Now, I want to expand a little on what we talked about yesterday in light of this new development. It's very easy nowadays to find personal data on people. In other words, if you have their names, you can very easily with reverse directories and so forth get their addresses. They're all online now. But the issue is they are now among these people attacking these jurors, trying to sort it out by race, because there were, say, ex grand jurors who are African American. And they're attacking them the way Tanya Chutkan was attacked. But a lot of people who support Trump, and I know there are some people listening to this who support Trump, I want you to think about the following. Trump has no loyalty to the people who follow him. Now, why do I say that? He ginned up a mob of more than 1,000 people on January 6th. He said he would go with them. He was with them. As president of the United States, some of them assumed that he had authority to let them into any federal building, which is not the case. So they went up there. One of the people who went up there is this Enrique Tarrio, who's the ex-leader of the Proud Boys. He's been indicted, convicted, and the prosecutor is seeking a 33-year term against him for all the damage and injury done to police officers. 33 years. There was another oath keeper, I think, who got 15 years. There are a number who have gotten 6 years, 7 years. If you add up the years in jail, many others got 6 months, a year, 2 years. You add it all up, it probably approximates and maybe exceeds 100 years. These people would not have gone to Washington, D.C. on January 6th if Trump hadn't sent out a save the date card, the equivalent of it. He did it online. Save the date, come to Washington. The minute he attacked Judge Chutkan, Tanya Chutkan, the judge in Washington, a woman in Texas, called in a death threat against her and called her the N-word, and she's going to get 2 years in jail. She wouldn't have gotten 2 years in jail. She wouldn't have gotten anything in jail if Trump hadn't done this. Michael Cohen, his lawyer, went to jail. He never even met Stormy Daniels, and he went to jail over Stormy Daniels, and the CFO for Trump went to jail. Everybody goes to jail. Giuliani just got indicted. Keep that in mind. He is trouble, and he is not in your camp. We're going to the lines. Cindy of Appleton, my friend, you're first. What's in your mind today, Cindy?
Well, I don't understand why anybody thinks Trump would be worth going to prison for. And once they get to prison, where is Trump to help them get out of prison?
Right. He doesn't. Not only doesn't he, Giuliani went to him and asked him for pardon. He wouldn't give it to him. Then Giuliani asked him to pay for his attorney's fees, and he wouldn't even do that. The guy is not loyal to people who are going to jail for him. He is not loyal to people who are going to jail for him, and everybody out there should keep that in mind. Cindy, I really appreciate your call. Claire of Sun Prairie, my friend. Thanks for calling, Claire. What's on your mind today?
No, Matt. I want to know why Charles Manson went to prison. He never killed anybody.
Right. Yeah, that's good. Well, I don't know if you remember. Probably haven't. Claire, you and I are probably the only people listening to this who remember Charles Manson. He was the real weirdo back in the 60s who was a cult guy. And he had all these followers like Trump. And they went, and it was a Sharon Tate, and they really butchered a woman who was pregnant with knives and all this. And a lot of them got life. Squeaky Fromm, one of them then tried to assassinate Gerald Ford when she got let out after a couple of years. He was a cult leader. And Claire is hitting the nail on the head. Trump is a cult leader. Cult leaders never do the dirty work themselves. El Chapo never killed anybody himself. None of these people do it themselves. They all get lower people to do it for them who go to jail. They go to jail. And somehow this guy Trump hoodwinked people like Rudy Giuliani, who in the polls for a little bit in 2008, because of his record in New York, actually led the polls for the Republican nomination in 2008 that John McCain finally got. Listen, great calls. Thanks for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. It's a lot more after the break.
That long-tongued liar, go and tell that midnight rider, tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down, tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
A perfect day starts with perfect breakfast. Start your day with Brunch It Up. Our experts are serving up the ultimate brunch experience. Our menu is loaded with inventive dishes from chicken and waffles to cinnamon roll pancakes. Try unique cocktails like Brunch Bloody Mary with house-infused vodka. Come brunch it up over bottomless mimosas or a midday pick-me-up or with the whole family for an unforgettable Sunday brunch. Brunch It Up in Milwaukee, Brookfield, or Cedarburg from 7 to 3 on weekdays and 8 to 3 on weekends. Let's brunch it up.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed Group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 57. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 84. Lows level off around 69. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Clouds on the increase. Sunday into Monday. Upper 80s Sunday. Upper 70s by Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Keeping Southeast Wisconsin informed, engaged, and entertained. This is The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
In this dirty old part of the city, when the sun refused to shine.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thanks for calling, Andy. What's in your mind today?
Well, Matt, over the last 70 years since World War II, and we've seen some real scoundrels, Joe McCarthy and other various people that were Republicans. But in our worst dreams, over the last 6 or 7 years, would we have ever thought that somebody like Trump would rise up as a populist and a narcissist? You might as well call him right out a criminal. You know, it's just sometimes it's hard to fathom that, you know, that in this country we could have somebody, you know, that would come along like this, you know, in a free everything.
Right.
And I don't know what else, what else can be said as we wait for all these things to transpire that would, it's beyond belief.
Yeah, let me give you some examples of what you're in store for, Andy. And this is unbelievable. You may have read one of these things in the press. You didn't read all of what I'm about to say. Trump has decided not to attend the debate. Okay, you know, it's the 23rd, next Wednesday. We're going to be broadcasting live from an area right around the debate stage, not in the building, an adjacent building. And now in the media, what they have floated is that he will, at the same time, say 8 p.m. Central, whenever it is, he is going, or 7, you know, whenever it starts Central Time, 8 p.m., I think, he, Trump somewhere else, will be interviewed by Tucker Carlson somewhere else to try to take away ratings. Now, everybody who has talked to me goes, well, why was Tucker Carlson fired? Because, you know, yeah, he did this, and he caught, but basically his ratings were high. Let me tell you the inside story. Tucker Carlson is a disgusting individual. He would write emails, and he got so cocky and full of himself. The head of news for Fox at the time and now is a woman. And Tucker Carlson referred to her with the C word in emails to people on the staff. First of all, that's disgusting. If the fact that he did that with any employee or anybody else, he should be fired. But if you do that with your boss, at some point, you should be and will be fired. And this is the clown that's going to be giving an interview to the other clown. But there's something else he's considering, believe it or not, is at 8 p.m. Central, which would be 9 p.m. Eastern, that's when he will surrender himself to the Atlanta jail, going in, waving with hundreds of supporters, giving a speech. In other words, going to jail is something, I mean, going to jail is something that he thinks would be good for his campaign. Another thing he has considered is to show up at the last minute at the debate and demand to be let in. Ronna McDaniel, the chair, has said that anybody who, even if they qualify, they have to give 48 hours notice for logistics and so on. I think one of the things they've kicked around, although I think they're leaning to Tucker Carlson, is that he would show up, just walk into the debate at the last minute, kind of waving at everybody and walk up on the stage, even if there isn't a chair. This guy is a professional clown. He might as well, quite frankly, walk in with Stormy Daniels on his shoulders, you know, facing backwards and humming the horse vessel lead or something. This guy is a circus performer. He wants to disrupt. He wants to disrupt the entire Republican Party and the Democratic Party. We're going to the lines. Do not hang up. Bob and Madison, my friend, you're first. What's on your mind today, Bob?
Well, I'm wondering, you know, what they did to the Trump Organization in New York, having a trial to declare it an illegal organization. Why can't they do that with the Trump campaign, with all these constant threats on all these court people and so forth? It seems like there's it's a criminal operation in sort of the Fannie Willis Georgia style of thing or something. You could probably cite a whole lot of instances and right. Collaboration and so forth. What do you think?
Yeah, right. No. I think you're on the right track. But remember one thing. Fannie Willis identified 161 overt acts, 161, 40 some odd felonies, 19 defendants. Did a masterful job. I have the highest respect for Fannie Willis. But what she did is the criminal enterprise, the RICO enterprise, was that plot to overturn the election. You're on very, very mushy ground if you try to designate a political campaign as a criminal enterprise. And because under the First Amendment, we even permitted the Communist Party to be on the ballot. We even permitted the Nazi Party to be on the ballot. In Europe, they don't. They don't permit that kind of thing. But here we do. And so the idea being that some character will get up and he'll say, well, this is my ideology. This is what I believe. He has a First Amendment right to say it if he does not threaten people. For instance, if he threatens violence, And frankly, here's where I semi-agree with you. In fact, I fully agree with you, but he threatens violence, and that's a red line. However, to then bootstrap in to designate his entire campaign as a RICO enterprise, that runs into a lot of First Amendment issues. Much easier to designate him as part of a RICO enterprise and then name the other no-goodniks, the bad guys like Giuliani and the rest. That's what Fannie Willis did. She did it smart. But, Bob, I like your ideas a lot. And basically, he is threatening violence, but the way to get him is a RICO count with other individuals, not necessarily his campaign, even though a lot of them are part of his campaign. Thanks a lot for calling. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Life for me and you. Believe me, baby. I know it, baby. You know it, too.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
CBS News Special Report. At the Trilateral Summit at Camp David.
Today, we've made history with the first ever standalone summit between the leaders of our three countries.
President Biden talking to reporters moments ago after meeting with the leaders of South Korea and Japan. The three countries issued a joint statement condemning what they called China's dangerous and aggressive actions in the South China Sea, and they pledged to work together in several ways.
We're doubling down on information sharing, including on the DPRK's missile launches and cyber activities, strengthening our ballistic missile defense cooperation. And critically, we've all committed to swiftly consult with each other in response to threats to any one of our countries from whatever source it occurs.
The president also thanked the leaders of South Korea and Japan for their contributions after the wildfires in Hawaii. CBS News Special Report. I'm Linda Kenyon.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
With the news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Heading into the weekend, gas prices have stabilized but are still high. AAA has Milwaukee and Waukesha counties averaged today at about $3.87 a gallon. Relatives assembled at the burial site of a Waukesha police detective who lost his life in the line of duty more than six decades ago. Gary Bach is George Schmidling's nephew and a former Pewaukee police chief. His efforts have led to a fitting headstone for his uncle. George Schmidling was the first Waukesha police officer to die in the line of duty. A memorial honors his dual role as a dedicated police officer and a veteran of the United States Navy. Friday night lights will be shining on a new stadium for Nicolet High School. The Knights are preparing to hold their first home football game in its recently built stadium. The construction is part of a $77 million renovation initiative that was approved through a referendum. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Saturdays and Sundays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays and Sundays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going right to the lines. We have a lot of you on the lines. I'm delighted to see it. I'll take you in order. Try to keep your remarks brief. If you can, do not hang up. Steve in Milwaukee, my friend. You're first. What's in your mind today, Steve?
I've had it with this guy. I think they need to just throw him in jail if he can't shut his mouth until he goes to trial, and they need to televise it when he does, so that he can't do any more of his 38,000 plus lies. And he needs to quit acting like a baby and playing the victim when he's the one who's caused all this. And he's got all these people that are the witnesses that were Republicans, and everything is around, you know, trying to blame Democrats when all the witnesses, all the people who were involved are just corrupt.
You're right on the money. I agree with you 100%. And you'll love this. Guess what? Yesterday, he says, the judge says, when do you want the trial? Remember Jack Smith said January 2nd? He says April of 2026, 3 years from now. This guy is sticking in her eye. And he incited a death threat against her and death threats against the jurors in Atlanta. I agree with you. Bail should be revoked. He's out on bail in four jurisdictions. He says he doesn't believe in bail. Republicans don't want any bail. That's fine. No bail. Put him in. I agree with 100%. Tatter Billy, my friend, you're next in line. What's in your mind today, Tatter Billy?
Hey, so I'm thinking about some of the same things, starting with emoluments. We've appeased this guy. You know, the impeachment, everything, just appeasement. And, I think for the threats he's making, he should be in custody now. And I really believe he's going to be found guilty. I believe he's going to be sentenced to jail time. But I don't know. I mean, who's going to actually put him in jail? It seems like nobody's ever going to have the stomach to do it. And I know maybe that's appropriate sometimes when someone's out on appeal. They are out until their appeal is finished. But I don't know if I can ever see anybody having the stomach to actually put him in jail.
Right. Well, let me tell you something. That it is not customary. If someone's currently convicted and goes to prison, it absolutely is not customary, certainly not in the federal system, to let him out pending appeal. Absolutely not. If he gets that, that would be an extraordinary thing. And in jail, yeah, he's a former president. You isolate him from the other prisoners, and you have four or five Secret Service guys on cots near him, and that's fine. But he has got to go to jail. Let me tell you something. If anybody on this phone call right now, anybody listening, did what he did, and there's a death threat against the judge and against grand jurors, your bail would be revoked. I'm telling you that right now. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Gene?
Can I deviate from this topic for just 1 second?
Sure.
I'm really concerned about the false lies that are being talked about now by the people that are running on the Republican ticket regarding Biden and the economy, and saying that, you know, they're going after electrical rates. Electrical rates have risen since Biden's been president. It's like, what about climate change, you idiots? We, you know, in some of our states, we weren't even allowed to talk about climate change or address it, and how, you know what I mean, more expense to cool your house or whatever. It's significant.
Right.
Homeowners insurance going up with all of the destruction that's happening. So please, when you're listening to this stuff, those of you who haven't been following, pay attention to the lies that those who are running for president on the Republican Party are spreading about our president, and think
right.
about all of the great things he's done. Thank you.
Yeah, good point. And let me tell you something. Inflation is coming down under Biden. It's come down every month for a year. Unemployment is the lowest since 1969. Wages have gone up under Biden. For them to cherry pick out a few expenses is ridiculous. Let me tell you something. I am very glad Joe Biden's our president. Today he met with the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, and he brought in the South Korean President Yoon Suk Yeol. And why is that significant? That is our alliance against China. They put out a strong statement condemning Chinese aggression. And it's not easy to get these guys together. It was at Camp David where they had the Mideast Peace Accords a long time ago, a lot of history. But remember, Japan occupied South Korea for a long time and really, really raped that population. For Biden to get these guys together is unbelievable. And you know what Trump did? Trump was saying, I'm not going to defend either one of them. If they want their own nuclear weapons, they can get them. Are you kidding me? You want Japan to have nuclear weapons? Are you out of your mind? Trump has no business being president. Great call. Thank you very much. Andrew of Detroit, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind, Andrew?
Hey, Matt, it's a shame to say that all of this stuff began with the Orange Satan's hate for Barack Obama. And then the MAGA following that. And then, unfortunately, we had COVID, and a lot of people stayed home and watched television, and they saw all the angst of the Black Lives Matters, and it's just all about racism with that bunch. And this is, I guess, our punishment for having allowed Barack Obama to be elected for president. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, well, thank you, Andrew. I'm delighted he was elected president. I know you're just being, you know, ironic about what, the way you just put it. But look, here's the deal. He early on attacked Barack Obama, his birth certificate and all this. And he went on radio in New York, which is a very big audience, and disparaged him and laughed about him and all that. And frankly, that helped in the Republican primary. I got news for the Republicans. I have a lot of friends in the Republican Party. Take back your party, guys. Take it back. Why do you have this clown who engenders death threats against judges and jurors and witnesses, but he leaves no fingerprints because he talks obliquely? You think that's a good thing? We're going back to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thank you for calling. Mark, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, it's interesting now that Matt Gaetz is apparently threatening to censure or planning on censuring the judges overseeing Trump's case there in Washington, D.C. It's just another disgusting sign of the reach that Trump has and with the willingness of these people to go along with Donald Trump and whatever they want. I mean, Matt Gaetz himself should actually be in jail. I mean, what he was, taking advantage of younger women, people under the age of consent, and let alone all the crimes he's able to commit because his daddy was rich down there in Florida, and I think it's a number of traffic offenses that Matt Gaetz slid out from under, and it is just it's pretty easy to make oblique references and get people riled up and violence occurs. It's, well, I never said directly to do that. Well, for every one of these threats that people had done, as you said, like the grand jurors down there in Georgia, every one of those should be investigated, and if somebody's making a phone call, making a threat, that person should get arrested, and their ass should be in jail.
Right.
And that immediately. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts. Their butt just goes, well, I was just blowing off steam. I was drunk when I did. No, I'm sorry that you – I'm not sorry. Those people need to be – the law needs to be enforced, and the jurors need to be protected. I mean, because Trump – it's not going after these people, like has happened in the state of Wisconsin, just encourages them. Each and every one of the fake electors and all their little allies that were in on it should actually be indicted right now, period, including the members of the Wisconsin Supreme Court if they were aware of what was going on in the basement of the Capitol that day. I mean, that it was just nonsense that this crap is going on.
You know, I want to pick up on that, on two things. One, the Georgia grand jurors, and the other one is the fake electors here in Wisconsin. The fake electors here in Wisconsin, it takes two overt acts, right, to get them in a RICO or a conspiracy. I got news for you. There were two overt acts already filed in court by experienced prosecutors, one in paragraph 64 in Atlanta and the other in paragraph 101 in Washington, D.C. You had Jack Smith and Fannie Willis relying on two overt acts in Wisconsin, two overt acts, to say nothing of the fact that every signature by a fake elector, there were 10 of them, is an overt act. I mean, we have dozens of overt acts, but if you're worried about, well, are there any overt acts? How about paragraph 64 in Atlanta and 101 in Washington by Jack Smith and Fannie Willis? You don't get better prosecutors than that. Let's get going, guys, in Wisconsin. Let's get going before the statute of limitations runs. I mean, and you have Ron Johnson going around with the Michigan state electors in his pocket. That's paragraph 101 in Washington, D.C. You have Schimmel. You have the guy who's the present chairman of the Republican Party, and he wasn't back then in 2020. And the Republican National Committee today just put him on some sort of panel for advice on chairman to try to clean his image up. You had Voss and Fitzgerald arranging the room. What are you waiting for? You've already had Jack Smith, and you've already had Fannie Willis give you two overt acts. But I got to say something to you, Mark. Mark is referring to the fact that Matt Gaetz just introduced a resolution in Congress to censure Tanya Chutkan, the federal judge in Washington. She hasn't done anything yet. But he says, well, she is biased and partisan. I just have a feeling she's biased and partisan. Therefore, I'm going to bring a resolution to the Congress of the United States. What, because she's a black woman? Hey, this has got to stop. There's got to be somebody in the Republican Party who says enough. There's got to be somebody. There's got to be somebody. But I'm going to leave you with a little taste tempter. You're really going to love this. You're going to love this. Trump's not coming to the debate on Wednesday the 23rd. I'll be down in the Fiserv area in the afternoon broadcasting this show. But guess what? He has some supporters coming. He has some supporters coming. Guess who they are? You're not going to believe it. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Not kidding. Matt Gaetz, Carrie Lake, and Byron Donalds, that guy in Florida. Hey, you have First Amendment rights, too. If Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Carrie Lake, and Byron Donald show up at the Deer District, you have an absolute right to be there. You have an absolute right under the First Amendment saying, we don't want you and your kind. We do not want you and your kind. Don't touch them. Don't hurt them. Don't try to, you know, but I'll tell you what. At some point, I do not want Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Carrie Lake, and Byron Donalds in Milwaukee, much less at the Deer District. We're going to the lines. Kurt and Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's in your mind today, Kurt?
Hi. I just wanted to make a suggestion. I just thought of it as I was listening to Mark. Is there a way maybe that the radio station on their website could put all the contact information to call press call to start investigating this? I mean, your show and your website would be a great focal point. Everybody knows how to get there and take us to what we need.
Yeah, that's a very good idea. I'm going to pass it on to Crudy. It's an excellent idea. Gene of Eau Claire occasionally calls in to give a phone number, which is very useful. But it would be useful to have Info Central. Excellent call. Thank you. Wisco Paul, my friend, you're next. What's your mind, Wisco Paul?
Hey, good afternoon, Matt. Great show. Thanks for all the information. I understand Trump is, I don't think he's going to be able to get out of this, but he will roll on every single Republican that was involved in the election fraud. I mean, he will... He's got a past history of doing that. Anything to keep himself out of jail, he'll do it. So right. If I'm a Republican and I was involved in this, you better worry, because this man, he never has cared about anybody but himself. And right. I have friends that, well, they're kind of friends. They still support this man and it's beyond me. But he's going to roll on anybody right. or anything. And that's his past history, Matt. Well, anyway, thanks for the great show on Friday. Yeah. And thanks for taking my call.
They all go to jail. They all go to jail. You're right. Stephanie of Madison, my friend. We have a minute before the break, Stephanie. Oh, give me your thoughts, okay. And I'll get back to you after the break.
Yeah. All righty. Everybody, take care of yourselves. Let's take care of each other. But be careful about what you do and say. Pay very close attention to your emotional and mental state. These people that are these crazy Trump supporters, they are an example. Don't do anything that will get you or anybody else hurt or in trouble. And I'm going to hang up and listen.
Right, right. And so, you know, Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Carrie Lake are going to show up. They have a right to show up, but we have a right to say that we don't want them. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope they don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy tonight with lows around 57. South winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 84. Tomorrow, mainly clear. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows level off around 69. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Sunday with highs around 88. 80 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 73 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there's a development in the Tommy Tuberville Rand Paul blocking of all flag officer promotions and ambassadors. Tuberville's been confronted, and here's what he said. He's doubled down on what he's doing. Remember that going back till February, and a little before that, actually, he's now blocked 300 generals and admirals from being promoted, including a general to lead the Army, a general to lead the Marine Corps, and an admiral to lead the Navy. He blocked them. Rand Paul blocked our ambassador to Niger, and there was an Islamic takeover. They locked up the prime minister, who was favorable to the West and cooperated with us in keeping ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Al-Shabaab out of Niger, and also cooperating with us in opposing Russia penetration in Africa. And this Islamic mob has now poured into the street waving Russian flags. So they were confronted. Here's what Tuberville says, quote, "I don't care if they don't promote anybody. We have too many generals and admirals." Now, this is a guy who never served in the military. So what is he telling me? I serve in the Navy. What, you too many admirals? Well, let me tell you something. There's one admiral you do need. That's the admiral that's in charge of the Navy. What, you want no admirals? Little known fact, you remember John Paul Jones? John Paul Jones, a great Navy hero in the Revolutionary War. He was not an admiral. He was a commodore. Flag ranks, 1, 2, 3, 4 stars. There is a one-star flag rank. It's commodore in the Navy. They don't have them anymore. Starts with 2-star rear admiral, 3-star vice admiral, 4-star full admiral. You want a 4-star full admiral running the Navy. You want a 4-star general running the Marine Corps, and you want a 4-star general running the Army. And I think there's this feeling among people who haven't served in the military that somehow rank is bad, that enlisted guy people don't like their officers. That's not true. Enlisted people want leadership. Junior officers want leadership. I was a junior officer. I got to Lieutenant JG. I wanted admirals. I wanted leadership. I wanted mentors. I wanted people who had a lot of experience, tell me how it gets done. Then he goes, well, I don't think this is hurting us militarily or in recruitment. If I thought that, I might change my mind. He doesn't know or care. He didn't serve in the military. It is hurting recruitment. The Army's down 25%. And these generals and admirals, when they get promoted, they'll have a staff. They'll have a chief of staff that'll come with them. They'll have colonels in the Army. They'll have captains in the Navy come with them. A captain in the Navy is the equivalent of a colonel in the Army. And all of these people, some of them sold their homes, and they had their wives and kids. What are they going to do with their kids in school? You know, their kids might have been in school in California. Now the kids are going to be in school in Washington, but the guy that they were going to report to didn't get promoted. The Republican Party's behind this. It's not just Tuberville. Ron Johnson's behind this. People, you tell me, okay, there's a guy named Thune, John Thune in South Dakota, who's a moderate, maybe Moscow Mitch. They're not doing anything. The thing I don't like is that none of the Democrats are doing anything either. So I have an idea. People have said, all right, well, Matt, you know, you're big on this. What can be done? Let me tell you what can be done. Any Democratic senator can go to Mitch Schumer and go, look, Schumer, letting one guy, in this case, a white supremacist, he says he's a white supremacist. He's a Confederate guy full of hate for the United States. Under the Constitution, shouldn't be able to bar promotions in the military. So put in a resolution to promote all these people. And immediately Moscow Mitchell said, well, we have one objection, so we can't do anything. And then Schumer will go, should go, and all the Democrats should say, well, go ahead and promote him anyway. And the parliamentarians say, you can't do that. They've effectively been filibustered. Remember something, the filibuster can be overruled by a simple majority. The only reason that stopped it for the Voting Rights Act was Schumer and Manchin. They stab us in the back again. Right now with them, we have 51 votes. We don't need any of this stuff. But even if Schumer, only one of them stabs us, we still have 50. Then what happens is Kamala Harris comes in. What if they both stab us in the back? So we only have 49. And the Republicans have 51 with their votes. We have 49 Democratic senators who put out a press release, and they just say this. We think the Navy should be led by an admiral. You know, the Chinese are threatening Taiwan, the Ruskies in Ukraine. We think the Marines should be led by a general. We think the Army should be led by a general. We're not going to put up with this anymore. Hold their feet to the fire. Do something. Do something. Jacob of Milwaukee, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Jake?
You know, the guy's entire reason that he's, you know, a pro-life Republican is a joke. I mean, if you think about all the deaths from COVID-19 because of Republicans, all the murders and firearm violence every year, all the pollution deaths, all the right-wing domestic terrorism that's starting and getting worse. I mean, there's nothing pro-life about Tommy Tuberville or any other Republican.
Right. But listen, let me jump in, Jake. What he wants is the Space Center in Alabama, not in Colorado. And then he's using the pro-life thing as baloney. A lot of these admirals and generals are pro-life. What? So what? Promote them. I'm tired of this. Promote them. Do something. Democratic senators, do something. The Republicans are on the take. Dana of La Crosse, thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Dana?
Hey, Matt. Thanks for taking my call. Say, you know, I'm Tommy Tuberville. Tom Hartman opines that he thinks he's really doing this because in case Trump wins, he'll have those positions open so Trump can insert his own lackeys in there. And then based on what you just said, he said today was, well, maybe I'll change my mind if certain conditions happen. Well, that tells me maybe Tom's not too far off the mark because people realize Trump ain't going to win
Dana,
now.
Dana, so. hold on to something, Dana. I only have a minute. I got to say, I don't agree with that. And here's why I don't, although I thank you for calling. Our military has the highest integrity. Our military service academies have the highest integrity. There are no flag rank officers that Trump could put in who would betray this country. It's as simple as that. Tommy Tuberville is not doing it because he's pro-life. He's not doing it for any reason other than to get attention and get the Space Center in Alabama. All of our military is fine. Trump can't plug in bad generals. There are none. There are none. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Stand by. For Diamond Crute, great show coming after me. Matt Flynn Direct. signing off for today. Have a great weekend, and thank you, callers, for a wonderful show.
My ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Did you know your favorite shows and hosts are active on social media too? Find Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and be part of the conversation happening there. And go to our website, civicmedia.us, to learn more about the Civic Media Network.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.